Good evening, everybody. This is Paul Hopkins with Amazing, and we appreciate, I hear some more people beeping in now. I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. This is our second call of this year, and we're really happy to have each one of you on here tonight. And we've got several states represented already tonight. We've got people all across the United States, and I'd like to see more and more of you get your friends on and bring them on to the conference call, and hopefully they can get some of their questions answered, and they'll be interested in what we're doing here. Last week, I went over a number of people that we in the business that have been giving us a tremendous amount of testimonies from all over the country of different things that Amazing Grape has done for them. And, of course, right up front, we want to make a little introduction with it, and then we'll go further. The Amazing Grape product is nothing but the muscadine grape seed and skin, but we have a good processing. Our vineyard is the largest and oldest vineyard in North Carolina, and they have almost 100 acres of muscadines, wonderfully groomed, and whenever they process the product, what they do is dry it real slow. And the reason the chemist there at the vineyard tells me is so that he can keep the enzymes alive in the product whenever that he begins to grind it up and put it in a capsule. And so this is almost a fresh product because we have kept the temperature low, and yet there's no preservatives or additives because it's completely dried and put in a capsule, so it's convenient to take it year-round. The Amazing Grape product is the muscadine grape, and of course, since 2003, there have been a tremendous amount of research and papers from the National Institute of Health, from a number of universities and research facilities all across the mostly eastern part of the United States, because the muscadine just grows in the crescent of the United States from about Maryland down to Alabama, just right around the crescent of the lower southeastern part of the United States. It does grow up into the edge of the mountains, and up on top of the mountains, they're usually real dark. They range anywhere from a real dark, almost a black grape, to a dark purple, to a medium purple, to a red, to a kind of a rusty color, to almost a blonde color. But they're all muscadines. The muscadine, that's what it's called, a scuppernong also. The mother vine down off of Roanoke Island in Manio, North Carolina, the mother vine has been growing there since Sir Walter Raleigh come onto the island about 450 years ago. And we have pictures of it. I've been down there and visited the vine. And it's still growing, and it's still producing scuppernong grapes, or the muscadine, the blonde muscadine grape. And he found out, and he told people then it was a huge abundance of these grapes growing in the New World. And so it's a very hardy grape, but the researchers didn't realize the benefit of it. And there was a Dr. Mascalet that came over here from France back in the mid to late 70s, and he had done research before that time, the best antioxidant, the best thing that they had found for really good health was the pine bark pycnogenols. And Dr. Mascalet introduced America to the vinifera grape, or the red wine grape, and, of course, all of your cluster grapes, all of your bunch grapes, all of your wine grapes only have 19 pairs of chromosomes, but they had tremendous nutrition in them. And they did a great job with helping with a number of problems that the human body experiences, such as cholesterol and heart disease and things of that nature, circulation problems, arthritis, inflammation, and all these kind of things. So it was a great product, a great thing. But they didn't even do any or know anybody doing any research on the muscadine grape. And the vinifera grape or the red wine grape only has 19 pairs of chromosomes. By early 2003, they had done some research and found out at the University of Georgia that the muscadine has 20 pairs of chromosomes. So they found out it is much, much more powerful, and it has probably hundreds and hundreds. We think the researchers have told us it's around 1,000 phenolic compounds, antioxidants, bioflavonoids, and several special things. One of them is quercetin, which is good for allergies. There's ellagic acid in it, which is anti-cancer. There is a thing called resveratrol. And you're going to hear more and more exciting things in the next year. This 2013 is probably going to be a banner year for resveratrol. Resveratrol, they were telling on the CBS program just a few weeks ago, that the newest, greatest research that is going to be coming out, they're really, really excited about the research for Alzheimer's involving the skin of the red wine grape. And, you know, so many people talk about it. Even Dr. Oz and different ones talks about the red wine grape seed and the skin and what great benefits it has for the human body. The muscadine and our amazing grape product has over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape, and it's totally natural. Now, one of the big, huge drug companies, GlaxoSmithKline, has bought some research, bought the whole research facility in 2008, and they're going to come out with a synthetic resveratrol, and they said it'd be out in about 5 years, so 2013 is 5 years, and they're going to have an anti-aging pill that they're going to say that's going to maybe increase or extend your life up to 20 years. So they're really, really excited about the resveratrol and the benefits of it. But right now, you can tell people about the amazing grape product and how that it has over 44 times as much resveratrol as the red wine grape, and it's all totally natural. It's a natural product. It has a vegetable capsule, and it is dried in such a way as I've outlined so that it's preserved naturally. And it's convenient, so people can just take a couple capsules a day, year-round, and it can help with cholesterol, it can help with heart problems, it can help with balancing blood sugar, it can help with so many different problems that we normally associate with drugs, like anti-inflammatory drugs have terrible side effects. They can take the muscadine grape, and it's totally natural, and there's no side effects whatsoever other than good health. This is some of the benefits of the muscadine grape, and this is the product we have. We don't have any dog and pony show. We don't have any hype. We don't have any big sales line. It's just a good quality, natural product that has begun to get, since 2003, a lot of rave reviews. A lot of research is beginning to be pouring into it. The government is even getting involved in the research. The National Institutes of Health, and some of the research that they've done says that it will cure prostate cancer cells. Some of the research that's done by some of the prestigious universities says that it will kill leukemia cells. They say that it will balance blood sugar. They show us different ways in which that it mimics insulin and how that it helps to give the body the building blocks so that it can repair the pancreas and you can begin to produce insulin again. Some patients are finding out that they can reverse their diabetes in only a week or two. Some people takes longer. One of our researchers, he recently done some clinical trials on it, and he reversed diabetes in 80% of his test cases in 12 weeks' time. Now, of course, we always stress diet and exercise. We always want people to think about all kinds of natural things to improve your health. And, of course, that's our slogan, is get healthy and stay healthy. There's a number of other herbs that, you know, you can consider, but we don't like the idea of people having to take 15 or 20 or 30 different kinds of herbs when they can take the amazing grape product and they have so many nutrients, so many bioflavonoids, so many minerals and different enzymes and nutrients and everything all right there in one product. That makes it a very economical thing for people to take to have good health. Now, of course, we have to use our disclaimer with the USDA and the government and the facilities and all, we tell people our product is not sold or with any guarantee to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any disease. It's just a good natural product. It has a lot of good nutrients in it, and we feel like it will benefit people. But we don't have any guarantee of that. Just because we've had such wonderful testimonies from over the country of reducing blood sugar and getting rid of pain and discomfort and the circulation being improved and people with sores on their legs from diabetes and the sores beginning to heal up. People with tumor. Had a recent fellow call me and said that he had a tumor and it was as big as a golf ball. They took the product for 2 weeks. And they went in to take the tumor out, and it was the size of a marble. So it reduces tumors from the inside out. It does so many things, but because we did it for one person, we can't guarantee that it's going to do it for you. But we show you all the research, let you make up your own mind as to whether this is something that you would like to put in your body, and then we do offer one thing. We don't offer any guarantees or anything like that that it's going to absolutely do this or do that for anybody, but we do offer a full 100% money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied with the product, if you don't feel like it's performing or you don't feel like that you're getting the benefits you'd like from it, then send it back to us. And we'll give you money back cheerfully without any questions. We appreciate your business and appreciate your time. Now, we do, whenever that you think about the product and look at it, with all the research, we understand that medically it is actually doing things for your body that you may not realize, such as strengthening your arteries and doing things to balance your blood sugar and help with your circulation and things for your heart, that you may not realize, you may not feel a great difference right to start with, but we had one doctor tell us if people will just get on the product and stay on it, it will improve their health. And they also, right now, we have about 10 doctors that have come in with us. We started our pre-launch back in July. We've been 6 months now into the pre-launch. We're still tweaking the website. We're still tweaking the programming. We're still working on all those issues to try to get everything running so that it gives you as distributors the best opportunity to go out there and share Amazing Grape with all the people that you have to share it with. And that's what I want to talk just a little bit about tonight. There is quite a few things that we suggest to you that of course, is just normal for network marketing. And yet, we feel like it's an exciting time to build that business and work with it. And one of it is goal setting. You know, it's a good idea to write down your goals. Where do you want your business to go? Where do you want your amazing, great business to go? Do you want to just talk to a couple friends and just get a few friends to take the product and enjoy it? That's great. That's okay. But if you want to build a business, it's a good idea to write your goals down. They've done a lot of studies on it from Harvard and different places that if you sit down and decide where you want it to go. I have a real cute little story that really illustrates network marketing. A dear friend of mine who was a mentor and a dear friend and an upline, she called me about a week before she died. And she told me that she was 78 years old, and she said, I am just thoroughly enjoying going across the country and helping people with network marketing and building a business and building a better life for them to add extra income for them. But she told me about a story a couple years ago about her grandson. And this grandson was about... This... A call coming in there.
This Bill? This...
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I don't know what the thing is there. We're doing the conference call now. Have you called in for the conference call?
Yeah, but I ended up losing the call. I had something happen and I lost the call, so I figured I'd just catch up next week on it.
Okay. Well, we're right in the middle of it if you want to continue to listen.
Okay, I will try to get back on then, or what I'll probably do is just wait, get on next. You'll have another one next Monday, right?
Yes, we should have one every Monday night.
Okay, well, send me the information and I'll get on then, okay?
All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Are the rest of you still hearing on the conference call? If there's someone on the call, if you'll speak up, please. If you're muted out, if you'll hit star 6.
This is Glenn, Paul. I'm still on.
Okay. I didn't know whether that call kicked the conference call off. I just wanted to make sure. Let me finish this little story. The lady said her grandson was sitting in the floor, and he had these little transformers, these little things where it looks like a car, but they'll turn into a warrior or a superhero or different things. And he was sitting in the floor by the coffee table, and he was just playing with it and just having a good time, and he was making things out of it. And the grandmother, she sat down beside of him, and she thought, well, shucks, I can do this. And so she picks up one of them, and she starts twisting and turning the little thing. And she got it to come all to pieces, but she couldn't figure out how to get it back together or get it to, she said the leg was sticking out one way and the wheel was sticking out another way. And she said she was beginning to really get frustrated with it because she couldn't figure out how to make it work. And so she looked down and kind of, you know, casually said to the grandson, son, this doesn't seem to be working out for me. And the little fella didn't stop what he was doing. He didn't even look up. He just told his grandmother, he said, Grandmother, you just got to know what you wanted to do. And I thought that was a cute little story, but it really illustrated what network marketing is all about and where we can go with building a business. I had an opportunity one time to listen. Over the years, I've been in network marketing for 35 years, and I've listened to a lot of good stories of people who have built tremendous businesses with network marketing. And they all treated it like a business. They laid them out a plan. They figured how many people they were going to see and how much work they were going to do. And they built their business as a business. They didn't just dabble in it or just talk to somebody once in a while. They laid them out a plan, and they went and worked the plan, and they were very successful. And people tell me sometimes, well, network marketing doesn't work. Well, usually it doesn't work for the people who doesn't work the plan or who doesn't work at their business. And so I think about in the past, and I think I've mentioned this maybe way back several months ago, one of the mentors that I had was a man who had been a really tremendously successful network marketer. And he, in his course of what he had and his wife had done, they had built a business to where they were making $120,000 a month in network marketing. Now, we don't hype millionaires, and we don't set up the program here with Amazing Grape that, you know, we don't have a bunch of pie in the sky, and we're not telling people that you're going to make a killing, that you're going to make a huge amount of money. But the concept and what this gentleman shared with me is very true for whatever size business that you want. He told me that I asked him, I was a young fellow then, and I said, you know, I'd really like to know how you develop this business concept, how you have built your business and how you have made it successful over the years. And he told me, he said, well, Paul, he said, this is going to sound very elementary. He said, it's going to really sound simple. But he said, whenever I go out and talk to someone, when I introduce myself to somebody new, he said, I tell those people right up front, you know, I'm not ashamed of what I'm doing, but I tell them right up front that I'm really looking for people who want to do the business just like I do, people who really are on fire, who really want to build a business, who really want to make something of it, who want to go out and follow the principles and build a really good business. And he said, that's the kind of people I'm looking for. Now, he said, when you talk to them, they may not appreciate that. They may say, well, no, I just like to buy the product. I'm not interested in building a business. Or they may say, well, you know, it sounds interesting. I'd like to know some more about it. But he said he tells them up front what he's really excited about. And he said if they don't respond, if they don't not interested in that, if they just want to buy some product or whatever, he said, I bless those people. I help them. I'll do anything I can for them. But he said, I tell them what I'm looking for. And he said, every once in a while, you'll find one of those kind of people who's really needing or wanting to build a business. And at the time, we were working with a old breakaway program, and you had to have six different legs in the business. With the Amazing Grape program, you need four people on your front level. On your first level, you need four people wide. And so you can adapt it to that thinking. But he told me that he searched to get those six people that would be real builders that would help him build a business. And he said that you may go through 150 people. You know, you've got a lot of people to talk to. And when you tell them and then you put those people right there on your first line, then he said, I teach them to do the same thing. And he said, they go out and they tell people they're really excited about building a business. And he said, I work with those six people. In our case, you'd be working with four people or more, whatever suits you. But he said he worked with those few people and taught them to do the same thing he did. And he looked at me, and honestly, the man's countenance changed. He told me, he said, Paul, whenever that you build your business like that with committed people who are excited about the business, who really want to build it, and you get, in our case, it would be your four, and help them get four wide, and then help them get four wide, which you would be helping the four would be helping the next level, and the next level would be helping that level. But he told me, honestly, when you get three levels of committed people and get that width going in your business, he said, you can't stop it. It's going to grow. It's going to build. It's going to produce because those people are excited like you were. And you only have to work with four people. You don't have to work with a huge organization or with a whole lot of people and do a lot of running and meetings and all kind of things. You can if you want to, if you're excited about it. But the project and the way that we've set it up with Amazing Grape is so that you don't have to spend so much time and you don't have to go out and, you know, do a lot of recruiting and building and everything. You just work with a few people and then share the information with them and get them to go out and do the same thing, and they can build a business along with you. And if you build it wide, if you build your width, of course, when you get four people on your front line, the next one is going to go on your second line, and it will be helping those people to fill up their line. And the same way, our program is a simple 4x7 forced matrix. The reason we set it up that way was because of one of our doctor friends, one of our researchers. He has been studying diabetes for 40 years, and he's a noted researcher. He was one of the people in the ACCORD study, the $300 million study that the government did on diabetes. And he said the worst thing about diabetes, and right now he says there's about 75 million people in America that are affected with diabetes. So think about a potential that we have for just helping those people who need the product, much less the people we want to share with who might want to build a business or who might just want to stay healthy. And so it's a tremendous potential. It's a tremendous opportunity here, a tremendous vision for us to go out there. But this noted doctor told me, he said, Paul, the worst thing about diabetes is it brings people to poverty. People tells me that their insulin alone would cost $500-$600 a month if it wasn't for the insurance paying for it. And some of them don't have insurance and they're diabetic. And so they're raking and scraping all of their money together to buy medicine and to buy insulin. And it's just a never-ending problem for them. And he said it brings them down to where they have no money. They're down and out. They're hurting. They feel bad. And they're depressed. And he said, it's a depressing situation. So he said, I can help those people with the grape seed. I can help them to regain the control and feel like, in a lot of cases, that they have got their life back in to where they have control of it, and they feel like I can control my blood sugar with diet and exercise and with the Amazing Grape product. And I feel like that now I can exercise and I can kind of begin to think about looking forward to life rather than being depressed about it. And he said when they get to that place where they feel some confidence and they feel like they can take hold of things and get a hold of it again, he said, I don't want to just help their diabetic condition. He said, I want to help their financial health as well. So he asked me to set it up with a simple network marketing program, and so that's what we've done with Amazing Grape. We've set it up with a program where that you just go out and share it with four people, and you will, in the matrix situation with 4x7 matrix, you can draw enough of commissions off of those four people to actually more than purchase your product. So it's basically like you're getting your product free. And then as they share it with other people, you will begin to get some referral commissions off of those people. But one of the problems we're running into, and like I said, this pre-launch gives us an opportunity to really do a lot of tweaking and looking into what's actually working and what's not, is we wanted it a simple program for the doctor and for all of his people, and we wanted it where that people could build a business without having to go do a lot of meetings or recruiting or stuff like that. Now, the thing that we're noticing is that a lot of people are sponsoring one person. And that person is sponsoring one person, and that person is sponsoring one person, and that person is sponsoring one person. And so they're building kind of a strain. They're actually going down by the levels, but they're not achieving any great income from it. It's very little income coming because they're going straight down the line and building depth. When what we want everybody to do is focus on building width. We want you to build those four people wide and then help them get four people wide and start building your organization by width. And when you go on your website under the Telefriend tab and when you look down at the 4x7 matrix and look at the seven levels, if you build the width in it as you go, then you'll not only start achieving a monthly income that can be a residual income and a growing income, but you will also begin to build something that is going to be lasting because it is going to build the width into it. And as you build the width into it, you can see that it can turn into a very nice income. Now, we're still in the infancy. We're just starting out, so to speak. We just have hundreds of people over the country. We have distributors in most of the states now, and we're spreading across the country. But what we're wanting to do is put on 10,000 people and 20,000 people and 50,000 people and 100,000 people, and this is when that you can really grow your business. This is why that we need you all to focus on the width, and we need to look forward to 2013 and seeing a lot of growth, and that's why that I said in the beginning, let's go out there and kind of make you a plan, make you a plan for how many people you're going to see each day or each week. Make your plan for building your business and then work that plan and you'll see success in the new year, along with all the other people that are having tremendous testimonies about the product and what doctors are actually telling us now and what the people that are recommending the product and the wonderful testimonies that we're hearing all over the country. And as I've said before, those testimonies really warm our heart. They really make us feel fortunate to be a part of helping those people to have better health all over the country. And yet, that is part of it, a wonderful part of it. But yet, as I've said in the past also, we cannot guarantee that because it helped this person, it's going to do the same thing for you. But we feel like with all the testimonies that are there, and with the wonderful things it's doing for people, it's a worthwhile and a worthy product for you to consider for your family, for your health, and for your loved ones. And when we look at the research on cancer, and we look at the research on diabetes, we look at the research on the arteries and on the things it does for the heart and everything. We feel like this is a great product for you to introduce to your friends, to your family, for your people. And so I want you to think about making a plan. I want you to think about determining how you want to do your business and where you want to go with it in this year. And I want you to take that and put it to heart and work on it and bring more and more people on the conference call so they can hear the introduction, they can hear the progress, the program for what we're doing and where we're going with this thing, and they can hear from some of the people from time to time. And this year we want to try to bring on some doctors. We want to try to get some more of the research and everything out to you people. We want to build the website even better. We want to share more tools with you so that you can build your business. Now, our time has come and gone away very quickly again, and like it was last week, I couldn't get all the things in that I was trying to. But I do appreciate everybody being on the call tonight. It's a wonderful experience to think about where we're going with this thing, and we want you all to be a growing part of it. We appreciate each one of you, and we want you to bring a lot of people on the call next week. Lord willing, we'll have another call next Monday night at 8 p.m., and until that time, I hope each one of you the greatest success in sharing this with people. And so for tonight, we'll call the end of the call, and I hope that the call that come in didn't kill all of the call. We'll go back and check on it. But thank everybody for being on the call tonight, and looking forward to hearing from you and talking to you again next Monday night at 8 p.m. Thank you so much.